It is the 11th of November, still just the 11th of November on the West Coast in the States. Well and truly the 12th here, but the 11th of November, five games to talk about. I'm going to try and pump through the games for tomorrow as well, just having a look at some injuries on a bit of a time restriction, but I'm sure we'll squeeze it in. All right, find my intro button. This is the post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. We are on the Old Man Squad. Find them at Old Man Squad or go and annoy Dan Vesperus at Dan Vesperus on Twitter as well. Only five games tonight. We are a little bit late. Had a few things to do. Went and looked at a house. Anyway, fun afternoon, but here we are. Let's do the games. Let's move into the first one. Only five. They all started weirdly at the same time, I'm pretty sure. So, wacky day. Good scheduling there. First game or fifth game, however we want to look at it, Brooklyn and New Orleans. Brooklyn get a rare victory, 107-105 over basically a New Orleans B squad. For the Nets, we had Ben Simmons coming off the bench despite Dorian Finney-Smith not playing. So, as expected, they do not want to play Claxton and Ben Simmons together for significant stretches. They obviously were on the floor together here, but not for a long time. So we had Zaire Williams move into the starting lineup. Decent 12-9 steal block, poor shooting, but I think he's had some moments this season. If the schedule is favorable and Finney-Smith is going to miss any length of time here, he could be worth streaming in. Cam Johnson, not his best game, 15 points, a steal and a block. He'll be fine. Cam Thomas has cooled down a little bit after his red-hot start. But only 10 shots. That's not many for Cam Thomas. So look out. There could be a game coming where he shoots 25 shots. But 17 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, serviceable. Dennis Schroeder, he has cooled off as we expected. Still has to be rostered, but definitely not as good as we had seen. And for Ben Simmons, as I said, coming off the bench, 22 minutes, numbers are pretty good. 6 points, 5 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals. Not getting to the free throw line, which is a positive. This was against, as I said, Pelicans B squad. So make of it what you will. Noah Clowney, a good game in 20 minutes, 15 points, a block, 7 rebounds. His time is coming. I don't know when. It's not yet. So if you can stash, I guess go ahead and stash. But, we could be another month or two off. For the Pelicans, Trey Murphy returned, went straight into the starting lineup, had 12 points, took 14 shots, a couple of blocks. Look, I think this is probably all you could ask for. First game back in a while. The fact he played 26 minutes and started is a good sign. So just make sure he is not, for some reason, floating around on a waiver wire. Brandon Ingram is going to get a lot of run as well. We got word before the games, it was earlier this morning, I think my time, that Zion is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury, something he dealt with at the end of last season. And, I don't know, poor Pelicans, I guess. It's just not their season, obviously. It's going to be hard to come back from what they've gone through these first 3 weeks. I'm not going to say Zion is a bust, definitely. But, I don't know. It hasn't been a good start to his career. Despite the upside and the flashes, it's been pretty frustrating, I'm sure, as a Pelicans fan and as an NBA fan and as a fantasy manager. Eve Missy, 17 points, 11 rebounds, a block, a steal. Great. With Zion out, look, Zion was out in the last game, so this is more of a we're against Brooklyn kind of thing. But I still think Missy is probably worth rostering just because he's clearly moved ahead of Daniel Tice. They really don't have another center, so he's not going to be this good. But I think the floor is safe enough. Brandon Boston, the shooting pretty poor tonight, 3 of 13, 7 points, but he had 10 assists, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, has to be rostered. I said on Twitter, possibly my favourite story of the year outside of Dyson Daniels. Jose Alvarado, only 3 points here, bad game. Well, let's be honest, terrible game, but he's a hold. Don't go and drop him, please. Cleveland get the win over Chicago. Business as usual for the Cavs. Good games by Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, Garland. LaVert's worth rostering. This wasn't great. 12 points, 3 assists, a steal, but he does enough. Ty Jerome has been good this season. If he could get to 25, if he could get the LaVert minutes, I think he'd be a must roster, but he's closer to 20 than 25 usually. So I think Jerome is probably slightly more for those in deeper leagues. For the Bulls, with LaVine playing basically a healthy starting five, Dosunmu, 31 minutes off the bench. I've said 30 is enough. He played 31 here, had 10, 3, and 4, which isn't great. Look, honestly, this isn't a 12-team line. But I don't know. Hold, completely up to you. The upside is pretty limited. I'm holding him, I think, in a 14-team league. So, I don't know. There's a bit of a guide, I guess. In 14s, probably hold. 12s, probably stream. Giddy, good game here. Shot the ball well, finally. 18, 8, and 7. Vucevic continues to be really good. That sell high opportunity window wide open. Patrick Williams, 13, 10 with a steal and a block. He's been all right. He probably should be picked up. At least while he is playing well. But obviously we have zero confidence. Wizards and the Rockets. Rockets, pretty comfortable. 107-92 here. For the Wizards, Kyle Kuzma returned, had 18 points, very little else. Poor shooting. We know what he is. He's a points, some rebounds. That's about it. Bilal Coulibaly. Yeah, look, I mean, with Kuzma back, a lot of these guys are going to take a hit because Kuzma's just going to fire up at will. So Coulibaly, 11 points. A steal and block, still should be rostered. Alex Saar, 5 points, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds. Not his best game, but the blocks are a safe enough floor for him to be rostered. Jordan Poole, only 11 points, but did have 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and 4 steals. Hopefully you are not worried about turnovers because he had 8 of those. Bub Carrington, 10 points, 6 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. Sure, we take that. We're not going to get it every night, but he needs to be rostered. Kyshawn George moved back to the bench with Kuzma starting. 8-2-3, not a 12-team line. I'd probably give him one more game, and let's see what he looks like in the next one. Valanciunas, only 17 minutes. He is close to a drop. I know there could be a trade at some point coming. I'm not sure that really helps him too much. The rebounds are decent. Even in 20 minutes, he can be double-digit rebounds. So if you want to hold him for those purposes, fine. Corey Kispert, 12 points, 3 steals. Nothing to turn your nose up at, but 33 minutes, encouraging. Streamer, really, nothing more. For Houston, Fred VanVleet was out with a hamstring issue. Now, this is not – it sort of came out of nowhere, but it's not something that VanVleet has avoided throughout his career. He's known for niggling injuries, things like this. So monitor it. Could have been that they were up against Washington as well. So maybe they're just erring on the side of caution. But with him out, I mean, Thompson started, and this is why we hold him where possible. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 4 steals, 4 blocks. Fantastic. How long this starts, I don't know. Roster him. Tari Eason, 10 points, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds, 26 minutes. Has to be rostered. Jabari Smith, 11 and 9. A block, 32 minutes. The minutes are good, but the production is just woeful. I think if you want to move on, you can. I'd probably hold in a lot of spots, but, yeah, I'm not sure his upside is anything worth holding. Here, Sacramento and San Antonio. Good win for the Spurs. Kings looked tired in this one and really just never really looked in the game. Good game from DeRozan, Sabonis, Fox. Interestingly, though, the assists are down a little bit for those guys, which yeah, we sort of expected. Kevin Herter, if you streamed him in or picked him up with the Monk injury, he shat all over your box score. Other than the three steals, 2 points, three assists. Still should be rostered if he's going to start, as should Keon Ellis, who had two steals and 3 points. Both very sporadic in terms of production, but I think can be rostered. Trey Lyles, not interested in him. Keegan Murray, a poor game. Maybe a bit of a buy low here on Keegan. He's been pretty bad the last couple of games. Onto the Spurs, Wemby. Despite looking at rankings today, despite all of the naysayers and all the negative talk around how bad he's been, he's the second-ranked player. Now, he is a sizable distance behind Nikola Jokic, but he is the second-ranked player. So, I think if he's second and he's been bad, as people would say, which he hasn't, but here, look, 34 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocks, 1 steal. This is what we drafted him for. So very good to see him being far more aggressive on the offensive end. Harrison Barnes, don't need to talk about him. Champagne, Shaw, points streamer. Keldon Johnson, points streamer. Vassell is just going to, his minutes are going to increase here. He's at 21, had 12 points, 4 assists. He will be up to 30, 32, 34 by mid next week, I would say. So he's just going to take minutes away from those guys. Steph Castle, 31 minutes. Interesting. 10 and 6 with a steal and a block. He had potentially has some streaming value. We've got one more game. We do have one more game. Clippers and OKC. Norm Powell continues to be really good. Zubat's really good. Terrence Mann, not good. Derek Jones has been all right the last few games. He's one of those guys that's just going to be dropped, picked up, dropped, picked up. He probably should be picked up at the moment. And then we thought, was Kevin Porter going to get a bit more run? What were we going to see? Yeah, we saw nothing. That bench rotation is really inconsistent, so it's hard to get a feel for what that's going to look like from game to game, so I would just avoid it completely. For the Thunder, no Chet, as we know, out for 8 to 10, well, minimum 8 to 10 weeks, potentially longer. So the question we all got, I'm sure all us analysts got that question, is who do we add, who do we add? There was no clear answer, and I still don't think there's a clear answer. Tonight, it was probably Isaiah Joe, 12 points, 2 threes, 3 steals, a block. But next game could be AJ Mitchell, could be Cason Wallace, could be Usman Jang. We just don't know. So I think Dort, we need to roster Jalen Williams and Shea and Hartenstein, obviously, because he will be back very shortly. Caruso's role did not change. So interestingly, these other guys' minutes seem to be flexible. That is not the case for Caruso. He seems to be locked in at around 20 a night, which caps his value and caps his appeal to streaming only at this point. So, yeah, look, no clear pickup here. Kenrich Williams, how I would say it, he returned, played 6 minutes. He is going to factor in there somewhere at some point after he's had a couple of games to get his feet back under him. He will be up at probably in this discussion here as sort of 15 minutes, 18 minutes, 8 minutes. It's just going to be whoever's got the hot hand, whoever is the best matchup. So very tough to know. All right. We'll quickly jump and look at the games, but let's just question Leonidas Papp. Should I go for a Sar Thompson, 16-team, 9-cap? Yeah, look, if you've got an IR spot and you can put him in there, I've got him in 2 leagues, I think. I think he'll probably be a 16-team guy once he's back, but he hasn't played for a long time, so there's going to be a bit of a ramp up here. But I do think that Detroit probably want to get some minutes. They have a coach that actually knows what they're doing now. So I think if you can pick him up and stash him in a 16-teamer, I probably would. I don't know what Matt Carmody's talking about. Won 2 fantasy football matches tonight. Get back dirt off your shoulders. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Anyway, he'll tell me. All right, let's look at the games quickly for tomorrow. We have got 8, I think it was. I looked, yeah, 8 games. Hornets and the Magic. I'm just going to cover the breaking news, I suppose, or new injury news for the for the Hornets. Trey Mann, questionable. He's borderline at the moment anyway. Grant Williams probably should be rostered. No other new injuries there. For the Magic, we just keep rolling with Goga Badadze. Mo Wagner, some appeal as well. Not really looking at Tristan Da Silva tomorrow. With eight games, you're probably going to find it tough to stream. You might have one streaming spot, but that's probably about it. The Heat and the Pistons. For the Heat, nothing new other than Jimmy Butler, which is obviously a pretty significant one with Jimmy Butler out. I don't know, probably Jaime Jaquez. We saw last year when Jimmy was out, he stepped up. So it would probably be in terms of role changing, because I think Highsmith is sort of tentatively locked in as a starter anyway. Kevin Love starts again, I guess, for some reason, but won't play more than about 15 minutes. So it's probably Jaquez, maybe Jovic, maybe Duncan Robinson gets a few more shots. For the Pistons, Jalen Duren is questionable. Good to see. Don't know if he'll play, but it's good that he has been upgraded to questionable. Isaiah Stewart is probable. Tough to make a call. If Duren plays, we're probably not interested in Stewart. If Duren doesn't play, Stewart probably needs to be rostered. So hopefully we get word on that one early so we can make some moves. For Atlanta, Trae Young is out. Maybe this is we're against Boston. We're probably not going to win anyway. I don't know. Is there an ad? Look, I think Dyson probably gets more shots. Not that that's necessarily a good thing, the way he's been shooting, but we'll see. Garrison Matthews, if you need threes, give him a look. Yeah, look, I mean, if Bufkin was playing, he'd be a nice pickup here, but I don't really see anyone other than them guys. And if you want to go deep, maybe look at Keaton Wallace, David Roddy. For the Celtics, Tatum and Horford are both questionable. We know if Horford's out, it's probably Cater that we look at. If Tatum is out, a bit of a mixture. The other guys do a bit more, and we probably get some Sam Hauser minutes as well. Knicks and Sixers. For the Knicks, Miles McBride is questionable. Campaign is questionable. If they're both out, then God help the Knicks. Tyler Colic, I guess, will probably come in and play good minutes if both of those guys are out. The starters are just going to play like 44 each, aren't they? We're close to getting Precious Achiuwa back, but we're not there yet. For the Sixers, Paul George is playing. Joel Embiid will return. I talked about the fact, do we see Andre Drummond or Yabusele play as the backup? Oh, I would say, I don't know, in a game against the Knicks who only have Cat, I mean, Embiid's not going to play as many minutes as Cat, so maybe it could be a mixture. Could be that Drummond sizes up against Cat a little bit, although he can't defend the perimeter. Maybe it's Yabusele. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Lowry is assists and steals, nothing else. But keep an eye on it, because if Yabusele moves ahead of Drummond here, he could have some value in deeper leagues. Raptors play the Bucks. Where are we? Raptors quickly is questionable with an elbow injury. So this is a new one. Fingers crossed he plays. We just got him back. We keep rolling with Agbaji. He's been top 50, I think, top 60 for the year. So just keep rolling with him. But with quickly back, we've got no real need to get Davion Mitchell there. Chris Boucher, fine if you want him, but not for me. For the Bucks, Giannis is probable, should play. I guess he tends to play through these probable tags. Andre Jackson is probable with a hip injury. Damian Lillard is in the concussion protocol, so he is out for at least one game. So who is their point guard? Maybe we see some more AJ Green. I really hope it's not Gary Trent. DeLon Wright seems to have sort of fallen just down that pecking order. Could it be Ryan Rollins? Maybe. I like Rollins. I've got him in a couple of dynasty leagues. If we get word that he's going to start and you've just got a streaming spot open, I don't know, throw him in there. Let's see what happens. For the next game, Phoenix and Utah. For the Suns, we know Kevin Durant is out. Yusuf Nurkic is questionable with ankle soreness. So this is something that's ongoing. Tried to play through it in the last game. Couldn't. If he's out and we get word that he is out, it could be Plumlee time. And, yes, this is 2025. But, yeah, I mean, we know what Plumlee can do. If he can play 25 minutes, he can get you double-digit rebounds, a handful of assists, maybe a steal and a block. And he's efficient, so he's not going to score a lot. But an interesting stream target tomorrow if Nurkic is out for the Jazz. Yeah, look, relatively healthy. We know, obviously, Hendricks is out, but other than that, relatively healthy. Cody Williams, we're not interested in. Let's see if Sexton continues to start over Clarkson. That's probably what we're watching there. The Wolves play the Trailblazers. Based on what we've seen from the Trailblazers lately, this should be a blowout, but we will see. The Wolves are healthy, so we know who we're targeting there. For the Blazers, Shaedon Sharpe, he started, but it was pretty bad last game, so we need to see some more from him. Avdija, I said, probably a drop, just if his minutes are going to dip closer to 20 than 30, probably can move on. If this is a blowout, which it could be, maybe we see some more Donovan Klingon, maybe we see some more Robert Williams, so there could be streaming appeal there, but knowing who to go after is really hard to know. And one more game, and then I've got then there's a question from Slipping Jimmy. Dallas play the Warriors. For Dallas, Derek Lively upgraded to questionable. PJ Washington is doubtful. I don't think PJ will play. Lively might. Nothing to do streaming-wise if Lively plays, because both he and Gafford should be rostered anyway. If Washington does play, then Marshall would obviously move back to the bench and he could be dropped if you're holding him. For the Warriors, let's see. We're assuming Melton's going to start again. Trayce Jackson-Davis should play more in this one against a team that has two elite or close to elite defensive centers. So Jackson-Davis could get 20 minutes here in this one. Kevon Looney maybe streaming for rebounding. But we know that the Warriors are just going to sort of change their rotation based on matchups and who's shooting and whatever's going on. So other than Curry, Melton, Wiggins, Draymond and Buddy, they're probably the must roster players. And then Kuminga is sort of your points, probably should be rostered, but not necessarily. Jackson Davis, streamer more than anything. Same with Pajemski. I'm not really seeing him as a must roster player at the moment. All right, and we will just quickly do these questions, then I'll jump out. Thoughts on Amen Thompson? Will he take over from anyone starting? Jabari been bad, playing less minutes. Yes, look, Jabari has been bad. I'm just going to go back to their box score. I don't think so. I guess I would love to see Amen or Tari move into the starting lineup ahead of Jabari. I mean, playing Amen with the rest of their starters means they are quite small. I know he's a good rebounder and a good defender, but he's not a big body. That's what Jabari Smith can do, is at least provide some size. So I don't think Amen would move in over him. Tari, maybe. He has a bit of size and can... I mean, both can defend the rim, but I think if there was one, if we had to sort of pick one to potentially start over Jabari, it's probably Tari Eason. Although in saying that, I don't think either of them will. Not at the moment anyway. If the minutes are trending down, they were up a little bit here, but his production has been pretty bad. And, yeah, I'm not – I said I don't think he's a must roster player, but let's see. Often real-life basketball doesn't reflect fantasy, as we know. And one last one, will Boston shoot better than this? Yeah, look, he's been – let me have a look. Hang on. Okay, I don't want that one. I want this one. I feel like he's been better than this. He was 3 of 13 in this one. He's sort of amazing. We're just at that point where you plug him in and let him go. So you don't really look. Okay. Yeah, look, it's up and down. He's certainly not used to playing this many minutes on a consistent basis. So his body's adjusting. He was pretty poor tonight, 23%, but game before he was 59, 36, 60, 40, 67. It's really up and down. I would say he probably settles in at sort of mid-40s, if I had to guess. I don't think he's this poor. Do you need to punt field goals? Probably not. I think you can probably get away with it. And I think that obviously his volume is really high at the moment, and that'll come down slowly as they get their guys back. So, yes, Matt, appreciate you watching along as well. Is Saar an ad over Shaden Sharp or Caruso? Over Caruso, probably. Over Shaden Sharp, right now, you probably go with Sharp just because he's at least giving you something. We don't know when Saar is coming back. I know he's been cleared, but, yeah, it could be another week or two maybe before he's back and another month. So if you need production right now, it's probably Sharp and maybe Caruso, to be honest. But if you can afford to stash, that's all right. I'll answer this on high. Yeah, hi, Slipping Jimmy's son who stole his phone. All right. Okay, I'm going to go and have dinner. Matty G and I will be back in about an hour and a bit doing the crossover tonight. He's got some fun ideas. I just turn up. So that will be good if you're around. Tune in. I think that one will be on Twitter as well as YouTube. That will do for today's show. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Postgame Show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.